This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather is clear and mild, perfect for those enjoying the day in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. While in Haifa, you can expect a pleasant breeze. Tonight, temperatures will remain comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has ordered the IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after Hezbollah's ceasefire violations earlier today. Also, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF says a recent strike in Gaza killed an attacker from October 7. Local officials report 13 fatalities, including a pregnant woman and two children. Also this hour, JNS reports that an 11-year-old girl has died from wounds sustained in an Iranian missile strike. This marks the 22nd Israeli fatality since the war with Iran began. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew details how the IDF struck Hezbollah's military-use buildings in southern Lebanon last night. And finally, Axios notes that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This development could influence ongoing peace talks with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Seth Franzman, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about a series of crimes overnight in Israel, including shootings and stabbings in several locations. Ziad Asali, a political analyst, wrote moments ago on the strategic timing of Netanyahu's cancer diagnosis revelation. Gideon Saar, a former Israeli minister, expressed his solidarity with the United States following a shooting incident at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, commending American security forces for their response. Now for more on those stories, starting with the tensions on the northern border. Earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu instructed the IDF to respond strongly to Hezbollah's violations. This comes after rockets were launched from Lebanon into northern Israel, escalating the situation. The decision underscores the fragile ceasefire and the potential for wider regional conflict. Turning to Gaza, the Times of Israel highlights the IDF strike that targeted imminent threats. This military action, aimed at neutralizing attackers from October 7, resulted in multiple casualties, raising humanitarian concerns. The international community is watching closely as the situation in Gaza remains tense. Meanwhile, the tragic death of Nessia Karadi, reported by JNS, adds to the growing toll of the conflict with Iran. Her passing highlights the long-term impacts of regional instability on civilians. As tensions persist, the humanitarian crisis deepens, affecting countless lives. On the diplomatic front, Israel Hayom reports the IDF's overnight operations against Hezbollah in response to recent provocations. This marks a significant escalation as military infrastructure in southern Lebanon was targeted. The international community is urging restraint to prevent further violence. And finally, Axios reports that Trump's 10-day ceasefire proposal between Israel and Lebanon introduces a new dynamic in Middle Eastern diplomacy. While controversial, it could pave the way for broader negotiations with Iran. This development may influence future peace efforts across the region. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reveals that Israel has delivered the Barak MX air defense system to Slovakia in a 560 million euros deal. This highlights Israel's advanced defense technology and its expanding global partnerships. Separately, CTEC explores insights from Wiz co-founder Ami Lutwak on building a successful company. The focus on hiring, speed, and global branding offers key lessons for tech entrepreneurs worldwide. And finally, Walla Business reports on how personal loss impacts job stability and performance. New data suggests employees experiencing loss are more likely to leave or switch professions, revealing deep gaps in workplace resilience. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.